to bed and check for unread messages on my phone. If you're curious, I could give you a guided tour of the benefits of being alone. If I don't end up with anyone, could be 6 days to find my body gone. But think of all the space I get to roam. Don't you worry about me and all my solo reverie. The only one who's there when I get home. To all the benefits of being.
From their Juno Award-winning album Bravado, that's Rose Cousins, and the song was called The Benefits of Being Alone. I met Rose Cousins at the Carlton, which is a little club in Halifax. Actually, Mike Campbell, who started the club, he had been in the hospital for a while and actually made it out for this show. It was Jim Cuddy and friends during the Halifax weekend in the Junos. And Rose came up to me, and we had never met in person before. I know that we had meant to. We were both nominated for the same Juno when she won hers, and we couldn't do it because it was, virtually done because of the pandemic. But she came up to me and really had really nice things to say about my songs and my voice. And I was floored because I love her stuff, too. She's incredible. She got up on stage with Jill Barber and Jen Grant, and they sang a couple songs. And I'm glad to be able to play their music right here on the Jukebox. Coming up on the show, we've got Give It Up. And this is from a group called Bell Fountain. It's a new indie folk rock project, fronted by a multi-instrumentalist by the name of Chris Graham, who is a Juno Award-winning producer. But before we get to that, I want to play Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise in a song called Once Upon a Time. I loved the CD, bought it in 1995 at Steve's Music on Yonge Street, you know, the really famous one here in Toronto. They're from Detroit, Michigan, and when music television was a thing, I saw a piece on them. He was a blind busker, and a group found him, and they put this whole thing together. It's amazing. Not sure what happened to them, but this song is something that I'm sure you will really enjoy. Here on the Jukebox is Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise.
Once upon a time, when I was in high school, I'm 72, have no
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
With a reckless heart. you cross the lines, thinking that's color. It's leaving pieces behind you with all your ex-lovers. And now all that is left is just a constant reminder to give it all away to make it count for something. You gotta give it all away to make it count for something. With a reckless heart, yeah, with a reckless heart, yeah, a reckless heart.
You're listening to The Jukebox. I am your host, Julian Taylor. That is a song called Reckless Heart by Alberta's J.J. Shiplett, a wonderful soul and a wonderful musician and songwriter. Last time I saw J.J. was in a locker room, a hockey locker room. We were getting ready to do the Juno Cup, and he helped me with my shirt because, well, my hair is pretty long, and putting anything on, especially hockey equipment, can be rather difficult. So thank you, J.J., and I am really stoked for all of your success. We have music from Noreen Braun, a song called Ascending Lullaby about the passing and transcending of her mother. We've played Noreen on the show several times and really love her music. Also, Janet Panic with a brand new track from Janet called I Forgot. Janet and I go way back to when 106 FM was Voices Radio. She was one of the people that worked there and got me in to play some of my music back in 2014. I can't believe it's been a decade that I've known Janet. She also did some stuff with Element FM and is a very wonderful Indigenous singer-songwriter. Music from The Land Down Under, Misha and the Warabinda Singers with Blue Moon. That's coming up on the show as well. They are from the Warabinda community in Queensland, Australia. Now, Matthew Holtby with a tune called Big Mouth. I've known Matthew for a really long time. He actually was a radio DJ and music director himself before he went out on his own to pursue this solo career. So happy to play Matthew on the show. Here is Big Mouth on The Jukebox.
We'll be right back. Music for the Human Race from Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
from every place. Cup, gum, over, share, papa. We all lean back really far. And I don't remember freedom. Don't remember how to talk. I don't remember my family. I forgot.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.